These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix's independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix's independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs. Hello and welcome to our Transforming Lives program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and it's great to have all of you listening in today. You know, just FYI, I completely love this program. You will find story after story of people having massive amounts of success physically and financially. They're all so inspiring, kind of opening up the curtains and allowing you to see, take a sneak peek into people's lives. And you know, what life was like for them physically or financially or even both before they even discovered Isagenix. And we have someone who is a part of our START group on the line with us on the podcast today. His name is Adrian Cunningham. And I'll tell you, I've had the opportunity to get to know him very well. We actually ran a 90-day game plan together with probably about 130, 140 other people globally, and we had an absolute blast. We all got to know each other quite well. We learned a lot from each other. He hails from Newcastle, Australia, so he lives on the East Coast, and beautiful place. He loves to surf, loves to surf. He studied exercise science and rehabilitation, so he's a personal trainer and a rehab specialist. He's only 25 years old, and at New Year Kickoff, which is our second largest event, our second largest event of the year, back in January, he took stage as the number 4 top income earner globally for the 18 to 25 year old section within the START organization. And he's also within the START 1000. The START 1000 is kind of a goal that Eric Coover set. It's kind of an exclusive group. The goal is to create 1,000 six-figure income earners annually. And of course, Adrian has gracefully hit into that club, which we're really, really excited. He's only been a part of the company for a couple of years, and he holds the rank of 3-star Golden Circle Crystal Executive. So with that, welcome, Adrian. Great to have you.
Hello.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so tell us, what time is it right now? It's about 6 o'clock at night where as of the recording of this podcast. So what time is it and where are you at? Share with everybody.
Yeah, at the moment, first of all, thanks so much for having us on the call. It's a massive privilege to be able to be on this. And I think it was only, you know, when I first started, I was always thinking how amazing it would be to be able to, you know, get to that point where I could share my story and inspire others to do the same. And I never thought it would actually come true to be able to, be on a podcast like this, or to be on a training call to help others see the opportunity that it's available through Isagenix. It's amazing. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yes.
I am. I'm currently in New Zealand. I flew in 2 days ago. So at the time now, it is 12 o'clock, midday. Mm-hmm. And I'm in Auckland at the moment. So it's pretty cool.
Ah, awesome. So Auckland, gorgeous place. New Zealand is absolutely stunning. So you are there. I can guarantee you are there with some of your teammates, maybe Adam and Isaac, just to name a few. Am I right?
Yep. That's correct.
Yeah. You guys are you guys getting ready to put on a big event?
Yeah, we are. They run a Tuesday night Momentum in Auckland event, which we did last night, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. We did that. And then this weekend, we've got the University in Action with David Wood, which is really exciting because a lot of the New Zealand team haven't really seen an event trained by David Wood. And obviously, we all know the power of events and the power of David Wood's training. So that's really exciting. And then we're running an event next Wednesday as well to obviously, ignite a few more people.
That is so exciting. Okay, so it just it takes me back. I can't believe here you are in New Zealand. You're with Adam. Adam and Isaac, when you and I were running the 90-day game plan with a huge group of people, they, you know, obviously Adam and Isaac were some of your contacts. And you said, you know, hey, do you think you can get on this, you know, Google Hangout video or Skype? I can't remember what we did. And we Skyped at 5 or 6 in the morning their time. And and you know, afternoon time here for me in the States, and they came into your business and hit the ground running, and here you are over there right now doing events with them. I think it's the coolest thing. It's amazing. So what I want to do is just kind of go back to life before Isagenix, which obviously you would have been 23, fresh out of college, just getting, you know, situated into your personal training career, and then along floats Isagenix. Like, what was your whole mindset, or I guess thoughts, in of Isagenix when it showed up in your life?
Awesome. So obviously before Isagenix, I'd attended university, and I traveled the year before I went to college just overseas because I didn't want to go straight into studies. And travel is a massive, massive drive for me. I love experiencing new adventures, new cultures. And all I thought, you know, in my mindset growing up, as we all know, is go to uni, get an education, and then go and work. So that's all I knew. So what I did was went to university, started exercise science, completed university, and all I wanted to do again was travel. But obviously what we need for travel is money. So, you know, all I thought was, okay, well, what I can do is maybe just do a little bit of personal training for 3 months, 4 months, leave personal training, then travel with whatever money I've earned. And it was funny because Cameron Russell, who's also with Isagenix, we enrolled in the same day, he was opening up a gym back in my hometown, and I studied 4 hours from home. And I saw the ad in the newspaper, and I applied for the PT, met him, you know, things started running. And before I knew it, I was probably 3 or 4 months in, and business was booming. I loved helping people. I loved meeting new people. And you know, that was my passion. And I was probably doing anywhere between 70 and 90 sessions a week. You know, a lot of those sessions were 30 minutes, but, you know, I was loving it. And I hated being told what to do. Growing up, I was pretty stubborn, and I didn't want to work for someone, and I didn't want to be told what hours I had to work. So for me to work for myself was the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. And when I first started, it was great. You know, I was doing as many hours as I could a day just to earn more to be able to profit rather than just get by. And I just thought that was the thing to do, you know. And coming out of college, I was getting paid by Centrelink, which is sort of like a university allowance of $550 a fortnight, you know, and I was living off that. So when I started personal training to earn, you know, anywhere between $1,500 and $2,000 a week, but sacrificing 60 to 70 hours a week was what I thought was normal. And within 3 or 4 months, I started to doubt whether I could keep that up for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to have to go to a clinic-based job, a 9-to-5, just to cut back a bit and keep those energy levels up. And for the people that know me, I'm quite an energetic person as it is. So working from 4:30 in the morning till 12 in the day, for the PTs would know, then you have a midday, you know, sort of 2 hours off, and then you have to go again till 7 or 8 at night. And doing that, I was fine. But then I started to wonder, you know, how long can I keep this up? And I was trying to motivate people to be, you know, exciting and to try and hit their goals. And if I couldn't hit mine, you know, what sort of trainer was I? So luckily enough, it was probably 6 months in. Cam Russell, who knew an occupational therapist from Sydney who he used to train back, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, he connected through LinkedIn with her and saw she was in the Newcastle area. And she said, Cam, I need to sit down with you. I've got an opportunity I want to share with you. And, you know, at that time for me, I'd never heard what network marketing was. I'd never heard what MLM stood for. I had no idea. You know, I had no idea what residual income was. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And Cam said, hey, I've got a friend. She wants to meet up. But the best thing is she's going to shout us lunch. And I said, oh, cool, free lunch. Yeah, sweet. You know, I had an hour or two off during the day, and if I could get a free lunch in that break, you know, that's a win. So I had no idea what I was going over there to listen to. And I went over there, and I'm quite an open person. So I sat down, kept an open mind. She showed us, you know, a few sites, isogenicshealth.net, you know, some of the research behind the products. But the only thing that triggered me was the fact that the company had so much trust in their products and their program that they would give you a full month to try it. And if you didn't like it, you could send it back. So as a health professional, you know, you go to a nutritionist, a dietitian, or a supplement store, and there's no way they would say, here you go, try, I will train you for a month, I'll give you a program for a month. If it doesn't work, you don't have to pay. So for us, we were like, well, we got nothing to lose. And the mindset for me was I was going to send it back. You know, I was going to try it. It was just one of those things. And then she drew out the comp plan, which is you plus two, then plus two. And I just thought, oh, okay, so there's a way you can, you know, make your money back or get your products for free. But I still didn't sort of click with the opportunity. And then straight away, I enrolled on the spot. After a 20-minute conversation, I ordered my pack. And, you know, from there, from, you know, the fifth or sixth day, you'll hear people talk about that spike in energy. And for me, it was my mental clarity and my focus. You know, I was up at 4:30 with the same energy that I had at 10. And that was massive. And then on the 15th day, you know, I started to see strength improvements in the gym. And naturally, I shared it with the people that trusted me, you know, my clients, a couple of friends, a couple of mates I played footy with, and they too started to see results. So that was sort of how I got started. And yeah, it sort of just triggered from there that I'd started to have belief in this product.
That's amazing. What's amazing to me, just to hear you, you know, share and speak of your story, you're so wise. I mean, here you are 25. I'm trying to think back of when I was 25 and what was going on in my life. And if I really would have seen the opportunity, if I were in your shoes and my dad wasn't founder, right? I mean, if I would have seen the opportunity as you saw it and signing like immediately, and it's incredible to me. And I love also too, as a part of your story, is the number of hours that you had to work in order to make a specific amount of money to fulfill some of your dreams and goals with travel. Mm. And that's what we see a lot when people are in the, you know, they're personal trainers or they're salon owners or their restaurant owners. There's only so many hours in a day and days in a week that you can actually get paid per hour. And there's a ceiling. There's a maxim. There's a maxing Definitely. Out on that. So to see the business plan laid out, I'm sure you were probably thrilled to see, oh my gosh, I could continue on with my personal training until a certain point, and it's going to blend in beautifully with what you're doing now. And that's the other part that I wanted to ask you. As a personal trainer, here you are teaching people body movement, strength training, you know, all of this stuff, and along comes Isogenics floating into your fitness place, and you then can put your clients on a nutritional program that you didn't have at your fingertips before, and share with everybody the results that you saw in helping people's health and well-being and fitness and muscle gains go to the next level.
Yeah, definitely. And as a, you know, as a personal trainer, what, and as a health professional, you know, we get clients coming to us for results or for them to reach their goals. And, you know, we're not the ones, you know, we try and guarantee clients results, but we can't because we're not 100% sure they're going to reach them. And if we have a vehicle that can absolutely guarantee that for them or they don't pay, you know, that's unheard of. And also with that, you know, with a personal training business, it's not just that client getting results, it's then their friends, their family seeing their results. So as a business, we're not just, you know, increasing our results, our clients are referring, so our revenue increases, plus we've got an additional income on the side of the job, so that stress factor goes down, and then we can actually give our time to our clients. So for me, when I started to see it, it was a no-brainer. But what really sort of blew me away was just in, you know, in 2 or 3 months, some weeks, you know, I was getting this money come in. I didn't really know what it was for. It was kind of strange because I'd never seen anything like network marketing in my life. I had no idea what it was. And
so were you enrolling people and really not having a clue as to what you were doing and you were getting paid? Is that what you're telling me? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was enrolling people on the products. I didn't know what duplication meant. I didn't know what compensation plan really meant, what residual income was. I was just enrolling people on a program or a pack that I knew was going to give them the results they were looking for.
Yeah. So at what point then did you realize, you know, like, oh my gosh, there is definitely structure and strategy to this business?
Well, the best thing about it, and I always tell people that I'm introducing it to, you know, 6 to 8 months in, they're like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm doing it right. There's no right way and there's no wrong way. I think I probably did it wrong for 8 to 12 months. But the best thing is with Isagenics, and all the leaders say, you can fail 90% of the time and still succeed. So what I did, and to answer your question, the changing point in my belief growing a little bit and my changing point in seeing that this opportunity was a lot more than a product-based program was when I was probably about the fifth month, and I'd got an email saying that I'd been entered into an ISA Derby team and I'd won a free trip to the Vegas International Conference. And as a 23-year-old, to be able to get a free trip to Vegas, and I'd never been to the States before, I was like, wow, this is unreal. You know, I couldn't really believe it. They sent us all our accommodation, our passport holders. It was just like, it was like Christmas. And after, you know, getting over to this event, and I tell people this all the time, you know, I'm sitting there and I still didn't understand the potential or, you know, the level of this opportunity. And I was sitting there, I remember going to that first event, and I'm walking through chatting to people as if, you know, I didn't know who they were. I think my first person I talked to was Michael Klaus, and he's like, welcome. And I'm like, hey, mate, like, didn't really know who he was. And then seeing Lisa DeMayo and Colin Crash and Warren Lance and just thinking, you know, these guys just work for the company. I didn't really understand network marketing still. And then sitting around just, you know, chatting, you know, you're having a couple of beers after the conferences, and they're just normal, everyday people that have just seen an opportunity, learnt the systems, and they were just talking to me as if I was just on the same level as them. And, you know, they were earning money that I'd never seen in my life. And I just assumed you had to be in business for 30, 40, 50 years to see that sort of money. And I think just being at that event, and I remember John O'Patch, he said to me when they went to their first event, and it was exactly the same for me, you actually don't know what you take away until you leave the event. And I left that event thinking, yeah, that was great, you know. I'd had a good time in Vegas as well. I was 23, so, you know, I went out. And then getting back home, I could just see the difference in my posture. I could see the difference in the way that I shared the products. And then I started to get past all those little voices in my head of, oh, people are going to think that I'm sharing this because I'm going to make some money. And really the opportunity was there for anyone. So just for me sharing it, I started to share it as an actual opportunity for them. Hey, I'm obliged by the company to show you how you get your products for free. This company has a vision for people that they shouldn't have to pay for good health. And it was that event that had switched my mindset from selling a product to make money to sharing an opportunity to help people live a better life. And that was big for me because, you know, I loved helping people and I loved, you know, being surrounded by people and seeing their results. And then to show them that there was a financial, you know, there was a financial opportunity attached to it. And that's huge. So yeah, I think it was that event that really changed me, but I still wasn't at 100%.
All right. You know, it's interesting, and you've certainly come full circle in the sense that you get it. You get it because you cannot become 3-star Golden Circle without knowing what you're doing. So it's been exciting. You know, with our time that we have remaining, I just want you to maybe share with everybody a little bit on how you're building. What are some of the tools that you love to utilize? Are you using startyourlife.com? Are you using social media? Even maybe some of the technological platforms that you use. I know that you use Google Hangout too. So share with everybody just a little bit about how you're building and what tools you're using.
Yeah, cool. So obviously Facebook is a massive tool that you can use, and how you want to scope it and change it. And you'll hear a lot of the leaders do this is branding yourself. So you want to inspire people to be curious about what lifestyle you're living. You want to invite people into that they can live a similar lifestyle. You know, there's people getting results, and there's also other things attached like travel, you know, freedom to choose about what you're doing. So I think it's consistency through Facebook and sharing a little bit about your lifestyle, but still having, you know, that fun, playful aspect to it as well, because people want that in life. Also, you know, Instagram, you know, you'll see a lot of people post photos, couple of hashtags to draw people in that target those groups, you know, health, wealth, happiness, residual income, network marketing, travel. And then what I've been using a lot lately, which is really good, is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is business intentional. So you don't have to, obviously, Isagenix is very relationship based, and, you know, I've done a few things where I've just gone all out with the different emails, and I'll elaborate on that in a second. But LinkedIn, you know, you're reaching out to people to find out more about their business, and then you want to share an opportunity with them because of what you've seen the potential of it can do. So it's very intentional. You don't have to beat around the bush too much, and then they think, oh, he's just created all that conversation just to share that with me, because you're out to share that straight away because these people are business-minded. Three-way calls are massive, and they are third-party validation because people hear you share so much about Isagenix all the time. And if they can hear it from someone else or someone that they can adapt to, single mothers, stay-at-home mothers, school teachers, you know, people, you know, minors or people that work, you know, fathers that are working off their feet or college, you know, people in college, you want to adapt someone to that conversation that they can relate to. And three-way calls have worked a lot for me and for our team because we get someone on, we get them to share their story over a 15-minute conversation, and just that excitement and just drawing them in through the energy is what really creates that belief that this opportunity can be for them as well. I think group activities are huge. So events is one of the biggest tools, as everyone will know that attends events, because they get around in that energy, they're in that environment, and then straight away they're drawn to wanting to see more, to wanting to experience as well. So yeah, now events, in my first year, I hardly attended events besides that celebration. We didn't have launch parties. We didn't have Super Saturdays, ISA Unis. So I'd never attended it. But now, you know, they're available in a lot of places. So take your team there, and that'll really drive that team collaboration and all working together for the same thing.
Yeah. Boy, lots of great, great little tidbits there as far as what you're doing. And you know what? We're seeing that across the board. I mean, three-way calls, social media, using technology to be able to connect with your team globally. It's really, really exciting to see your growth over the last year. Before I let you go, just one last thing that I would love for you to share is just one thing that you've done that maybe didn't work, that you've learned, you know, a good lesson from, you know, and because I know that, I mean, you hit the ground running. It was just like honestly, what comes to mind is burning through a grocery store and just like throwing things into your grocery cart. You know, like you went so fast, your speed. So, and I know that there's a lot of new people that are listening to this podcast, and certainly a lot of people in the START organization. So just one thing that you learned from that maybe others can take in.
Yeah, for sure. My first ever full 90-day game plan, which was run with yourself and then obviously a global team. And I just was so keen to get going. I was so keen to share this with everyone and try and empower so many people. And that first week I created a little bit of a template email and a message, and in my first week I sent it out, changed the name at the start, changed the welcome message of hey, how are you, how's your job going, whatever they were doing, and then left the rest the same. and sent it out to over 400, it was about 465 people in 7 days. And it was crazy because obviously out of that, you know, 250 replied, and out of that, 153 got to the third follow-up. And then out of that, you know, 76. And then it was just too much. It wasn't quality. I didn't get to know the people. I didn't build a relationship. I didn't find out what they needed in life, whether it was health, wealth. It didn't matter. I didn't find any of that out. So I'd created no value for them whatsoever. All I'd done was try to share something with them up front and expecting them to get it and see it. So out of that, you know, 465 people, if I had taken my time with all those people and did that over a 6-8 week period, who knows, maybe a lot more could have seen it as something that could have benefited their life rather than me, almost like a sales pitch, you know. And I've never worked in sales, but I just thought they'd get it because I got it. So what I would say is quality rather than quantity, and get to know the people that you're talking to. And, you know, find out what solutions will help their life, will fulfill their life a lot better than you just trying to get them on board, you know. And I learned that, and, you know, now we're 3/4 of the way through another 90-day game plan, and my advice would be consistency is the key. Because obviously I didn't continue to reach out to 450 people every week for 12 weeks. It just dwindled and dwindled and dwindled. And now, you know, I'm focusing on 10, 10, and 10 every day. So 10 new contacts, 10, you know, follow-ups, and then, you know, 10 team, you know, personally enrolled supportive messages or calls, and helping and reaching down to the team rather than just focusing so much on just enrolling. Mm-hmm. And as all the leaders will say, you know, team collaboration and bringing up your team members is what's going to build your team, your business, a residual income, because, you know, everyone in your team's success is yours. And if you can help them become as successful as possible, you too will see success. And that's what I've learned is just really take your time. It's not a race. You know, think of it as a 3 to 5 year investment, and you will 100% get there if you don't stop. If you do 10, you know, even if it's just five new contacts a day, and just take your time to get to know them and create as much value for them as possible.
That's beautiful. Well said. A lot of time saving, obviously, there with certain people, because I know everybody wants to reach those dreams and goals so quickly. And for some people, it happens really super fast. It's just, you know, it's who do you know? It's timing for the people that are on your prospecting list. And, you know, I mean, some people build slow, some people build fast. But I love what you said is that, you know, it's not a race here on who can finish the fastest. It's really about building quality relationships. So, Adrian, so awesome to have you on the program today. Thank you so much for sharing all that you did.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And stay with us as we wrap it up. And thank you, everybody that's listening in. Make sure that your teams know where to tap into these podcasts, isogenicspodcast.com, and subscribe to them and download these onto your iPod. Take them to the gym. Take them in your car with you. So many of our top income earners, that's what they did. They created a mobile educational system with these podcasts. So have fun with it. And until next time, everybody, best of health, best of luck. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. Bye.